Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining us. Thanks for hanging around with me. Thanks for being part of my day. And if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad you're here. If you've already been listening, we consider that a sign of high intelligence. And that makes you, especially if you're listening on the radio, then you join the highly intelligent members of the radio industry who take our show, those affiliates who take our show around the country. We appreciate them and admire them for their obvious high level of intelligence. And so we're glad you're here. And you're going to be glad you hung out with us because we got Amy Menefee back on the show. Amy is a friend of ours and a member of our Brain Trust. She's managing editor of the Media Research Center's Business and Media Institute. And she's the lady who keeps us up to date on what the media is doing to manipulate us, to confuse us, to misreport things. What is their agenda, the media, sometimes? And so we're going to talk about that. And she's here to talk to us about what she calls media myths, the 9 worst business stories. And some of these I know a lot about, some of them not so much, and we're going to get her to tell us about them. Amy, welcome back to the show.
All right. Thanks for having me.
It's good to have you here. Now you've got 9 stories here, and I recognize some of them. And by the way, Amy, my audience won't be surprised to know that I have a short list of my own to mention, and we'll talk about those in a minute. But give us number 9.
Well, number 9, I'm sure a lot of people remember Food Lion when it was accused of repackaging meat that was already past its expiration date. And this was a case of undercover cameras. You know, it had all of that investigative reporting kind of intrigue, thanks to ABC, which aired this on Primetime Live.
Mm, of course, that was 92, right?
Right. And, of course, hundreds, if not thousands, of Food Lion workers lost their jobs because they had to close a lot of stores in the aftermath of the report. And, you know, the interesting thing here is that Their reporting tactics, ABC's reporting tactics here, were found to be at least unethical. One court found them illegal. Another court overturned that, so they were
but
not.
But did it change the fact did they ever determine that what they reported wasn't true?
They did. They saw that Food Lion came forward and said this has been pieced together the way the video has been done. This is not representative of what we do at all of our stores.
So Food Lion had not actually repackaged their meat.
They found that things had been exaggerated, and so it could have been, you know, maybe there was one place where there was a problem, but it was
maybe it
not
happened one place,
company.
and they extrapolated that, and it's like having a great month one month, and then annualizing that and imagining how that year's going to be.
Right. And I mean, when you've got individual, you know, deli managers across a store chain. So this was something that had a huge impact on those workers, which, you know, that's really the irony of a lot of these stories, is that they have a big impact on the little guys in these companies, the workers who are just going there every day to make a living, and they're the ones who end up losing when the media really go after one of these businesses.
Well, that's exactly right. And there's so many events, though, that happen, not just media reporting, a lot of things that happen that people don't realize how it impacts individual lives, and including small business owners. So many things that happen that if it affects the marketplace, it hurts a lot of folks. And so that's a good one. What's number 8?
Number 8 is not a network newscaster, but somebody who has a lot of pull out there in the media, Oprah.
Yeah.
And it was her beef.
We've heard of her.
It was her beef with beef, as we're calling it here.
In 96.
Right. And she kind of helped, you know, I don't know if she really started it, but she really helped perpetuate a scare about mad cow disease. And she told her audience that she was scared to eat another burger.
Yeah.
And that had massive impact on cattle futures. They actually dubbed it the Oprah crash.
Yeah.
Which happened right after that show, and so even a group of cattle farmers actually sued her.
But they lost.
Hey, you've disparaged our product here.
But they lost in court. The cattle farmers.
They did.
Did.
They were trying to use a particular law that they said that cattle were not the same kind of product as other
mm-hmm.
products, which is
yeah.
unfortunate.
Well, the thing about somebody like Oprah. And, she's almost like Alan Greenspan. You know, she can say things, and people hang on her every word. A lot of people do. And a lot of people who do that are the people who buy the groceries. And so when she says things, if she gets too off the wall, it can affect people. And it's interesting for one individual to have that kind of influence. Stand by, Emmy. Emmy Menifee, folks, is with us. I'm Jim Blassingham. We'll be right back. Welcome back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Thank you very much for hanging out with me today. It's my pleasure. We got Amy Menifee with us right now. She's managing editor of the Business and Media Institute over at the Media Research Center. And she's our professional media watcher. And we're talking about the 9 worst business stories that have been reported in the last 50 years. So we're going to go back a ways on a few of these. Number 7, Amy, what's that one?
Number 7, we've got several on the list that have to do with vehicles. I think that I guess vehicle scares are a big hit because everybody
yep.
gets afraid of whether their car is going to explode or something like that.
Right.
And that's what happened on Dateline from NBC back in 92.
Mm-hmm.
They had a famous or infamous exploding trucks segment. And, we've got video of all of these up on our website at businessandmedia.org.
Mm-hmm.
If you just want to Google, 9 worst business stories of the last 50 years, you can find it that way. And you can see video of some of these older reports.
Huh.
And besides seeing what people wore back in the early 90s, which is always
I don't think
kind
I want
fun.
We don't want to see that.
we had a little fun with that. But there's video here of the demonstration that NBC did, which was revealed that to be rigged. They had rigged the gas tank of this particular truck with
mm-hmm.
little ignition devices.
Right.
And
which most of us don't have on our automobiles.
Especially not next to the
right.
gas tank.
So they actually rigged this explosion and showed it as if it were something people should be worried about?
They did. Did
anybody go to jail for this? Somebody should have gone to jail for that. Another thing that's in the middle of your automobile issues here. Remember the tires that blew out on the Explorers, the Ford Explorers?
Oh yes. Uh-huh.
Now I know, and I want to be clear here. There were some that actually did happen. Some tires exploded. For some reason, they were only tires that were on Explorers, I guess. I don't know why. And some people died, and I don't want to minimize any of that. But the point is, the tires exploded, but the Explorer got the bad press.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where I actually drive an Explorer, and you know what? I can't rent a U-Haul trailer. U-Haul will not let me rent a trailer and put it on my Explorer.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But even though I'm not driving those kinds of tires, never did. So
mm-hmm.
that's an example. That's another example of people overreacting.
The funny part to me about NBC's response to this when they were confronted, when people figured it out, they said, okay, we will no longer basically do fake demonstrations as part of a new story. And they said that's our new policy.
We will no longer fake the news, ladies and gentlemen. We'll try to only do things that really happened. Holy mackerel.
Unbelievable.
Let's move on down. Let's skip the next automobile one, and because I think we've done enough automobiles. Let's do the number 5.
Well, number 5 is the video that has the best clothing. Speaking of some early 90s fashions here, with Connie Chung, doing a very serious story about breast implants, the silicone version, which, of course, after this report, a couple of years later, the FDA essentially banned them for most women. The ironic thing there is that the FDA allowed women who were cancer patients who wanted to have reconstructive surgery, they allowed them to use them. And I would think, you know, if this thing is dangerous, cancer patients are the last people you want, you know, being exposed to that.
Right.
And so that was kind of an interesting twist in the story. But she had some women on there who had had some bad reactions and had had some bad symptoms, and they were linking them to the implants. And that effectively set things into motion to have these banned.
And Dow Corning wound up taking bankruptcy, and other companies as well. And there was a huge payout, a huge settlement, a class action settlement on that thing as a result. And but a lot of people thought that was junk science. And but I want to move over and let's talk about the number three. Give us the thing on the finger.
Well, first of all, just to go back to the breast implants for a second, it definitely bears mentioning that these were reinstated by the FDA in 2006.
Yeah. Thank you for reminding me about that.
This is one that years later the FDA came back and said, we have tested and tested and tested, mm-hmm. and we've determined that these are safe.
And by the way, Dow Corning, we're sorry.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Yeah,
a little too late there.
Mm-hmm.
Number three is the Wendy's finger food story. This is a more recent one, so I'm sure a lot of people remember this. The woman who claimed that she found part of a finger in her chili.
Right.
So I hope no one's eating breakfast right at this moment listening to this. But this is an amazing story. I mean, she was revealed to have planted this and manufactured this story. Pretty amazing.
Right, and we won't go into where the finger came from, but the truth is, it was all over the news, and I'm sure it hurt Wendy's, and yet it was strictly fabrication, because apparently nobody did the real due diligence on this one. Then we got some apples, right?
Oh, yes, the alarming apples, as we named them here. The Alar Scare, pretty infamous. This is why it's near the top of our list here as far as the bad business stories go. Another case of a big hype surrounding a food product and saying that this extra additive that was put on the apples was going to cause cancer, they said.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that was now it's known as one of the most overblown scares in journalism history.
And the number one worst business story, which I'm not sure I agree with, but we'll find out about this right after these messages. Amy Menefee is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Amazing why.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, a small business advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Use them to your advantage. No barrier to entry. You get there, we'll let you hang out with us and use our stuff. There's a lot of stuff there in both of those websites, and both of them will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. Askjim.biz, our knowledge base, and smallbusinessadvocate.com, where you'll find everything else that we do here. Amy Menefee is our guest. Amy, give us your website, please.
Sure, it's businessandmedia.org, and is spelled out, so businessandmedia.org.
And you guys keep shine a light on the media industry to make sure that when they do things, the stupid things that we've been reporting this hour, you guys report that to us, don't you?
That's right. We try to look after, you know, things that are being misreported or even just left out completely. And today we also have a free weekly newsletter there if you want to sign up. The one that will be coming out later today, we're taking a look at the business of coal.
Of coal, C-O-A-L?
Exactly, which is much maligned in the media.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, that's another thing, the whole energy issue, which you and I could have a whole show on that one.
Definitely.
Let's do number one. Folks, we got it. I don't have a drum roll for you, but we got number one. The number one worst business story of the last 50 years, Amy Menefee, go ahead.
Well, it's just three letters, DDT. And the reason we put this at number one is because This, of course, is a pesticide used especially to control mosquitoes, and it was being used in mostly African nations, but a lot of countries where mosquitoes are terrible and they
carry
malaria.
To help eradicate malaria,
right.
And it was it's very effective at doing that.
Exactly, and you know, this all really stemmed from one environmental activist, Rachel Carson. She wrote a book called Silent Spring, got everybody scared about using DDT, that it was going to hurt people instead of help them, and it was banned. And again, this is something where in the intervening years, you know, we don't know how many preventable deaths may have occurred from malaria, because once they stopped using it, malaria really was allowed to grow in those countries. And the World Health Organization in 2006 finally said, you know what, we need this. We need this to help control malaria. And so
one of the issues with DDT that I know a little bit about, but I'm not an expert on, is that DDT winds up being in fish. And in the water, and then birds eat the fish or things that have that water in them, and then when they create their eggs, the eggs have soft shells, and PCBs did this too, I think, DDT and PCBs, and so I mean this is pretty much accepted science, Amy, that what happened was whenever the soft shells were set on by the birds to incubate the eggs, the eggs would crumble. It didn't make the defective birds. It made birds not be able to be born because the eggs were crushed because they didn't allow the hardening, the ossification of the shell itself. And I think that's pretty much accepted science because, as you know, since DDT has been allowed to come back, a lot of birds that became endangered have actually have come back, like the bald eagle and some of the other birds. The challenge is to cure malaria without killing the birds.
Sure, and I'm sure. I mean, it was banned, you know, back in the 70s, and so they've had a lot of time to explore how we can use this better and more effectively to do what we really want it to do.
Right. Now I have three things on my list, Amy.
Okay.
And I'm going to identify all three. I probably won't get through all of them because we don't have that much time. But 2008 recession is the number one worst reported business story because I think it's going to wind up being a myth. And we got challenges,
hope so.
But
I
don't think that, I don't think we're. I predicted we would not have a recession, and I said this in December, Amy. Number two is the economic progress that's going on in Iraq right now. I've reported that on this show for 4 years, but none of the mainstream media are picking it up. All they want to talk about is bombing. I reported 2 months ago, Amy, that the Iraq stock market became digital 2 months ago.
Mm-hmm.
And I reported on the show. Did you see that on CNN? Did you see it on CBS, NBC? even Fox didn't cover that, but I covered it on this show. And the third thing on my list, the third worst business story, in my opinion, because it is a business story. It's not an environmental story. It's a business story, and that is global warming.
Yeah, we were talking off air about this. You know, our list was very targeted at stories that affected specific businesses.
You guys are professionals at this. I'm an amateur.
The ones that you're talking about are going on right now and affecting every business.
I predict the global warming reporting of the first part of the 21st century will wind up being the biggest myth of the 21st century. Amy, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.